I do not have a lot of experience counting fish that are schooling, but as our canoe floated by the long olive-green shapes in the clear, cool water of the lower Rivanna, I couldn't help but cry out, "There must be 50 of them!" Well, as soon as I said it, I began to wonder if I was even close. True, it was only Becky and me in our canoe paddling down the shallow, sunlit water toward the Rivanna Mills sampling site in Fluvanna. But the claim could not go unverified, so, budding naturalists that we are, we turned around and cautiously paddled back upstream, hugging the bank as far away as possible from where we'd seen the fish that were also swimming upstream. And then, turning once again, we floated back down in the foot-deep water, slow enough to count them as we drifted by, close enough to admire the broad, flat tail fin, ridged and undulating, gently propelling the fish upstream, close enough to see the unmistakable body shaped like a cylinder, olive green and spotted with black from tail to head, and close enough for the dead giveaway that makes it possible for even a non-fisherman like me to know for sure that the slender, tapering snout must be that of a long-nosed gar. There's nothing else like it in these waters, save perhaps the American eel, and I know just enough about fish to know that these were no eels. Sometimes called pike, sometimes gar pike, these long-nosed gar were proceeding in a lazy upstream stroll in groups of 3 and 5. They ranged from foot-long adolescents to close to 3 feet long. The long-nosed gar is the only species of gar native to Virginia and is often called a living fossil because its family has survived with little change since the time of the dinosaurs. The Latin name confirms its structure. Genus Lepisosteus comes from lepis, Greek for scale, and osteus, meaning bony, in Latin. The species name, osseus, repeats the bony description for added measure, just like the fish, whose tough, overlapping plate-like scales wrap it in a virtual coat of armor, leaving it few predators in the wild. Locals nod knowingly when we tell them we have seen gar along this stretch of the Rivanna. Though they can make for a good fight on the end of the fishing line, they are commonly thought of as noxious predators, eating all the game fish around. But they actually play a special role in the ecology of the river. Apex predators, they help balance the populations of other fish. Armed with rows of teeth sharp as a razor, they lie still and ready to ambush the unwary that swim close by. And they prefer smaller fish and minnows. The long-nosed gar has evolved to handle varying levels of oxygen in the water. Typically, like other fish, it breathes through exchange of gases at its gills. But the gar also has a swim bladder connected to its esophagus that serves as an auxiliary breathing apparatus when oxygen levels in the water are low or not even present. They are sometimes even seen at the surface gulping the air. Thus, they do well in slow-moving streams and behind impoundments. As it turned out, there were actually 51 long-nosed gar schooling in this stretch of the Rivanna. Now, if one can describe a group of crows as a murder of, or geese as a gaggle of, how do we talk about a convocation of fish? I've heard of a shoal of bass and a hover of trout. So, given the ancestral ties and the strong prehistoric countenance, I guess I could call what we saw an exhibit of gar. Behind the glassy surface of the water, living in the world that they have inhabited for over 250 million years, who would have thought we'd have such a survivor in our watershed? This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler, or for podcasts anytime online at rivannarambler.org. If you have questions or comments, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.